It's Friday the 24th of December. I'm Laura Oliver, and you're listening to a very festive journalism.co.uk podcast. The top headlines from journalism.co.uk this week. England and Wales's most senior judge approves Twitter reporting from court. A new fund to support WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is set up. And former MSP Tommy Sheridan is convicted of perjury in his successful defamation case against the News of the World. On Monday, the Lord Chief Justice, England and Wales's most senior judge, paved the way for greater media freedom in court reporting by clarifying the use of Twitter and live text-based reporting from the courtroom. The interim guidance was issued in the wake of the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange's second bail hearing, where a judge approved a reporter's request to use Twitter from the court. This week's guidance states that judges can authorise live reporting on a case-by-case basis, but warns that it could be dangerous in criminal trials where witnesses outside of court may be influenced. And it was further down the rabbit hole this week with more developments in the story of WikiLeaks itself. Press freedom organisation Reporters Without Borders announced it will host a mirror website for the leaked US diplomatic cables being published by the whistleblowing site. Meanwhile, a defence fund to assist Julian Assange's legal costs was announced by his law firm Finer Stevens Innocent, with high-profile overseers, including John Pilger and Gavin McFadyen. But Assange also hit out against media partner The Guardian this week for publishing stories based on a leaked Swedish police report relating to the sexual allegations he faces. The Guardian has partnered with WikiLeaks to help publish the US embassy cables and previously the Afghanistan and Iraq war files. But speaking in an interview with The Times this week, Assange said the paper had published the most recent articles to undermine his bail application. After a long-running court case, former MSP Tommy Sheridan was this week found guilty of perjury during his successful defamation action against the News of the World in 2006. Sheridan had been awarded £200,000 in damages from the paper following a series of stories from 2004 onwards that made allegations about his sex life. The paper will now seek to appeal the original defamation verdict. And finally, from all of us at journalism.co.uk, have a very Merry Christmas and we'll see you in 2011 for more must-read media news.